Who was your first love?
My first love. I mean, I could say Erica, my current wife. And like she, I guess, like,
yeah.
She is like my first like love. And I've talked before about my first proper girlfriend. She wasn't, no, not my proper girlfriend, just the first girlfriend in name. But even that actually wasn't my first girlfriend in name. In primary school, I was quite the ladies' man. My first girlfriend that I can remember was like in like reception or year one. Mm. Yeah, we'd become like boyfriend and girlfriend, and we used to like buy each other, or our parents would like buy gifts to give to each other. Like I gave her like a
what?
Yeah.
Like to do that.
I think they just thought it was like really sweet. Like my mum bought a necklace for me to give to her one time. I think it was like Valentine's Day. I gave like this little, just like a little like £4 necklace from Argos or something.
Yeah, still
like a little love
strange.
Heart like thing. Yeah, we used to like during tidy up time at the end of like the school day, we would like hide underneath a table and like give each other like little pegs on the lips. Yeah, it was quite sweet. So I think she was like my first girlfriend in name. And actually, when I left my secondary school, I went round, like I didn't speak to her after like year one after that, like, but like she was in my same primary school and she went to the same secondary school, so we were always like kind of like aware of each other, but we weren't friends or anything. But at the end of, I left that secondary school in year nine, and my last day, like I had like this little notebook and went round like for people like to write notes if they wanted to and stuff. And she got hold of the book and she wrote in there that she still had the necklace that I gave her like when we were like 4 years old. That's quite sweet.
That is sweet. I wonder what she's doing.
I looked her up on Facebook recently. Not doing much. Yeah, there were a couple of other girls. There was one girl who I like fancied for quite a few years. She was such a very, very pretty girl. And I think like she kind of fancied me as well. And there's this one really embarrassing time that I'll probably never forgive my father for. maybe it was my mother as well. I can't remember. Both of them together. Like, we had like this little green patch outside our house that we used to play out on, playing ball games or whatever. And one time Sophie came over and we were playing outside and maybe like a little bit of flirtiness. We were like 7 years old or something, but it's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
And my mum said that I'm allowed to play outside with her, but I'm not allowed to cross the road. She was very specific. You are not allowed to go across the road. Those are your boundaries. I was like, fine. And I was wearing a baseball cap, a bat baseball cap, from the Chesington World of Adventures vampire ride had just been, and like I bought myself like this hat with like bat ears going on. I was wearing that because, you know, it's uber cool. And we were playing like chase or something, and like she grabbed my hat and like run across the road, so I had to chase her. And she was allowed across the road because that's where she lived. Like she lived a few blocks down. So she had no problems going across the road. So she grabbed my hat and ran across the road. And I was too embarrassed to say, like, oh, I'm not allowed to go across the road. Like, can you come back? This isn't fun. So I just, like, threw caution to the wind. I ran across the road, got the hat, and, like, we run back. And then, like, my dad come out, Matthew, get in here right now. And then, like, told me off for, like, going across the road. And then he's like, you're not allowed to play out anymore. Like, you had your chance, you blew it. So I had to go back outside. And I'm sorry, you're not allowed to play out anymore.
That's the end of that relationship.
That was the end of that relationship. Yeah, it literally was the end of that. I think she was like, oh, this guy's a loser.
Yeah.
Can't even cross the road. How am I supposed to have a relationship with this guy?
That's fair enough.
There was this other girl in year five, year six, another one of my big loves of primary school. I think I was like, I fancied her throughout the whole of year six. But like I never like had the courage to say anything or do anything, except like on the final day I did like the classic thing of asking her friend to ask her out.
All right.
She said no. Devastated.
Oh.
But then it was like the final day of day
so
of
you
school.
Could leg it.
Yeah, like forgot about it. We went to like a new school, secondary school in September, and like we were still friends actually. Like she kind of ignored that whole thing happened, But we used to like, we were always like hanging out with each other. Like, we'd always, well, not just me and her, but like a group of friends. We'd always like play like at lunchtime and after school. Maybe on some weekends we would like hang out with each other in the park. So like as time went on, like just like my fanciness of her just increased. And in school, actually, we used to have like kind of like monkey bar type things. And this is relevant to the story. We used to have like monkey bars that we just spend like, I mean, they weren't even monkey bars, they were like, we had sort of like this weird walkway that had like poles like going across that you could like hang off, but you couldn't like go from one to the other.
You could just
dangle from one.
Right.
So we used to spend like a lot of time just dangling. I don't know why. That's how we'd spend our lunchtime, just dangling. And yeah, so I used to like I got to a point where I was like, oh, like I really fancy her, like I want to tell her how I feel. And I was with one of my friends at his house after school, and he was like, oh, you know what you should do? You should write her a love letter, like explain everything in that. And I was like, that's a genius idea.
Yep.
So like me and him like spent like a good couple of hours like devising like this perfect love letter.
Oh, he did it with you?
He did do it.
Oh, okay.
But man, it was so cheesy and horrible. I was like,
no one loves
oh,
a love
like,
letter.
I love your hair, I love your eyes, I even love the way you dangle.
That's weird. Okay.
Like, I think it was like 2 pages long, just like explaining like how much I loved her, what I loved about her, like we should like be together and blah blah blah, I can't like just be friends with her anymore. And then I was like too embarrassed to give it to her myself. So the next day, we had like another friend who like would walk to walk home with her, like live next door to her, so they would walk. I said to him like, can you, don't open it, can you give this to Stephanie? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, so he, the next day, like I said to him, like, oh, did you give it to her? He's like, yeah. But like she didn't say anything to him. In fact, she never spoke to me after that, ever again.
Oh no.
Nothing from her. Just complete silence.
Oh my god, that is harsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Poured out of my heart and soul. And yeah, nothing. And like the guy who I gave the letter to, like, I said to him, like, did you didn't open it, did you? And he was like, no, of course I didn't. And then like during like registration period, he like stood up and said, hey Matthew, I love the way you dangle.
Oh no. Are you sure it got to her though?
I assume so, because like she never spoke to me. I don't know for 100% fact that it did.
Because if he read
her.
It, he might not have given it to her.
Nah, I reckon they opened it together and like had a good laugh.
That's
on the way home.
Oh well, that was the end of that one then.
That was the end of that one. That was the last time I had any interest in girls until Erica came along.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe on iTunes or whatever podcast platform you're using, and share and etc etc etc. I'll be back again next week with a new episode, but in the meantime you can follow me on Twitter at MatthewLaughNow. Bye.